Today we'll be looking at pride and prospects for the future. Pride and prospects for the future. We see the context is one that has to do with pride in that the first verse is verse number 1 of Proverbs chapter 27 says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, the word boast there. And then in verse number 2, he says, let another man praise thee and not thine own mouth, a stranger and not thine own lips. And those don't boast of yourself. Don't boast yourself up as being something that you're not. And so he's saying that there is a sense in which that as God's people that we need to be a people of humility and not a people who are overly into self grandizement and self boasting, as he's saying here. But I want us to see some things that are said right here in this verse. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, verse number 1, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. And that truth that's explained or that's given us here in this proverb is a truth that I believe that has not only a warning against boastfulness, but also some comfort in the sense of some prospects for the future. And I believe both are included in this verse. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Not knowing what a day might bring forth. Looking into the future and being either boastful of the future or being discouraged about the future. I think that Solomon is saying here that neither one of those is a good approach to life. Neither one of those is a good approach to life. And in reality, the right and the proper approach to life as God's people is going to be, and it's hard to do it, but it's going to be there in the middle where we're not boasting about the future. We don't think that we're not saying, hey, this is what I'm going to do, and it doesn't matter what else, that's what we're going to do. And thinking that, you know, just putting all our cards into the future and thinking that today I don't really need to do anything because I'll just wait and do it in the future, or being discouraged about the future and being so discouraged about the future that we look into the future and we say, oh, things just keep getting worse and they're going to get worse. And for our life, they're going to get worse and worse. And I just say, we need to be cautious about, as God's people, about having either one of those approaches, having either one of those mindsets as God's people, but rather be having a mindset of confidence in God, because though we don't know what a day may bring forth, the Lord, He certainly does, and He's in control of all things. And as His people, we know He loves us dearly. So we'll be thinking about a few things as we look at this verse of Scripture today. First thing we'll be looking at is a comfort for some bad things which are evidently coming. Comfort for some bad things which are evidently coming. And I say that in the sense of, you know, sometimes we almost know for sure that something bad is coming, that something hard, something difficult, that some trials are coming. And I want us to think about that a little bit. But I also think that there's some comfort here for immediate distress and present affliction, that there's some comfort for immediate distress, present affliction that we might have. And then there's some comfort for the exhausted in the service of God. For those who of us that might be just, you know, there are times where all of us reach that point where we might be exhausted. We'll talk about this, but where we might be exhausted in the things of the Lord and exhausted in what we're doing. And then I want us to think about then the caution to those who are cheerful and happy. Caution to those that are cheerful and happy. And so I want to think about these things, because there's two sides of this in this statement, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. It is a very encouraging statement, but it's also a little bit of a warning. There's a little bit of a warning sense to this statement, and I want to think about those things today. Let's go, Lord, in prayer before we begin. Thank you, Lord, for just the opportunity to look into your word and to think upon these things today. And Lord, as we briefly review and look at the passages before us and the words that Solomon spoke, Lord, how with great wisdom that your spirit has given them to us through Solomon and has given these and preserved these words for us that we might read them, that we might take care that our own personal lives, Lord, would be still filled with joy in the things that relate to time and the things, Lord, that relate to our experiences of our anxiety over time or our boastfulness over time. We just pray your watch care over us now, and that you'd use us, bless us, and just teach us. In Jesus' name, amen. So first of all, I read these words. It says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. You don't know what a day may bring forth. Don't know what tomorrow holds. Someone says, you know what? It's looking bad. Looks like the weather's going to be bad tomorrow. And I look at the forecast and say, yeah, it's like pretty evident. The weather says it's going to be bad tomorrow. It's what it is. It is what it is. I mean, it is what it is. And sometimes, you know, there's just things that just, it's pretty evident that that's what's going to happen tomorrow. We're going to have some weather tomorrow. And I don't know I'm not saying what the weather is tomorrow, but sometimes we look at the forecast and we say, hey, that's what it's going to be. It is what it is. It's going to be that way. And he says, you don't know what a day may bring forth, but we kind of do in some cases. We might say, well, I kind of do know what a day might bring forth. But even with what might evidently come, even with the things that, you know what, I'm expecting that April the 15th, that I'm not going to have to pay my taxes this year. That's pretty stupid of me to think that. To think that to have this expectation that the Congress is going to go in and they're going to pass some new law that says from now on that nobody has to pay their income tax. There's an expectation, if you will, sometimes a wise expectation of what's going to happen in the future, and it's pretty much sure it's going to happen. I mean, it's not. There's some things that some people say, you know, that there's certain things that never change, you know, and one of those things is taxes. But the fact of the matter is that we still don't know specifically what a day may bring forth. We don't know what might happen as it relates to bad things that we predict are going to happen. Things that we predict and we look at that are happening. And first of all, and I just say, first of all, that in every case, it's not always going to happen. That sometimes the weatherman's wrong. Sometimes the things that we look at and the things we're concerned about and the things that are evidently going to happen, the Lord is able sometimes to just change those things. Sometimes it has to do with our, you know, something that we know is going to happen at work. We know this is what's going to take place. And God's able to just change things around and shift things around. Sometimes it's related to something that as a children of God that we are experiencing as it pertains to relationships that we have. And God can just turn things around. God can change things. We don't know what a day may bring forth. Sometimes it might relate to our experience as far as our health is concerned. And we say, you know, it looks pretty bad. It looks grim. And we might be right. It looks grim. But at the same time, we don't know what a day may bring forth. We don't know. And so there is some certain situation where as God's people, that there's some comfort that's had in just trusting in God and leaning upon Him, even though in those areas where that evidently something's going to happen. But you know what? What does it help me? If you know, does it help me to think about those? Can I add one cubit to my stature by worrying about it? That's Jesus' words. Can I add anything to me? Is it going to help me to worry about what evidently is coming, what evidently is going to happen? It's not certain. First of all, it's just not certain to actually come. If it does come, we don't know what a day may bring forth. If it does come, God can overrule the bad thing and make it a good thing too. God can take a bad thing, what we see, what we perceive to be a bad thing, and He can make it a very good thing. I don't like rain. But you know, rain is absolutely necessary. It's absolutely essential. A lot of the snow in certain portions of the country, you say, I don't like snow. But you know what? If it didn't snow during the wintertime, there are going to be certain portions of the country that are not going to be doing very well. That's just weather. But I'll tell you, in the providence of God in all things, sometimes perspective is a big deal. Sometimes understanding that, you know what, I might not like it personally from a personal standpoint, but it might be that God is doing some wonderful things through the difficulties or through the trials or through the afflictions or through whatever's happening in our life as God's people. I don't know what a day may bring forth. I don't know the whole picture of what God is doing with the things that are happening. I don't understand. I don't see the big picture that God sees. And if I really did, I might actually praise God. I might actually be thanking God for the thing that I think might be in a bad experience tomorrow. I might be actually praising God and thanking God. We're to be, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. We're to be also be given thanks in all things as God's people. It's hard to do. It's hard to do, but the Lord is in control, and He can even overrule the bad things and make those things and cause that the things that we perceive to be bad ends up turning them for good. The Lord will. Another thing is, when we think about this, we don't know what a day may bring forth. The Lord will not, He's not going to try us or test us above the grace that He will sustain us with. Now, I think there's an important distinction here that some people take the 1 Corinthians verse of Scripture and they say that God says that He will never give us more than we can handle. And God doesn't say that. The Word of God doesn't say that. But the Word of God does say that He will give us grace sufficient. There's grace sufficient to handle whatever situation He gives us. And that we can tap into His grace, and there is sufficiency for any situation that we might have and that we might experience in this life. So the Lord's not going to try us above His sustaining strength to provide for us and to meet our needs in times of difficulty. And so we don't know what a day may bring forth from that standpoint. He's just able to strengthen us. He's able to give us grace and strength in that hardship that might come, and we feel like we're not going to be able to make it, but God sustains us. And so, comfort for some bad thing, which is evidently coming. You know, there's things, they say taxes and death are just two inevitable things. They're going to come. They're going to hit us all. Every one of us are going to face them. We're going to face death one of these days. It's a reality of life. And so, as God's people, how do we face these things? How do we face these difficult, that's the kind of the ultimate, but how do we face the difficult trials up to then that God might have for us? We don't know, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. And then secondly, comfort for the immediate distress and the present affliction. In other words, that there's, when He says, thou knowest not what a day may bring forth, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. There's comfort in that for our immediate situation as well. Concerning matters as far as physical and worldly matters, there, we could say, hey, you know what? Better days may be coming. Better days truly may be coming. The Lord, I'm going through a difficult time right now, but I don't know what a day may bring forth. I might be going through a really hard time right now, but I don't know what tomorrow holds. And as a child of God, I can hope in the Lord. I can rest in the Lord's providence. I can have some assurance and have some optimism about what the Lord is able to do, what He is able to accomplish for spiritual things. Sometimes we're going through difficult matters and hard times as far as our spiritual life is concerned. And we need to trust God. And sometimes the afflictions that we endure are afflictions that just really strongly test us spiritually. And we have spiritual things, spiritual struggles that we're enduring. And we may be in the middle of a spiritual struggle when we're in the middle of affliction, when we're in the middle of difficulties. And he's saying here, you don't know what a day may bring forth. Trust God, and He'll bless us in His time. Trust Him. He's in control of time. We don't know what a day may bring forth, but He does. He's in absolute control of time and of the next step in the things of this life. Then thirdly, we said there's comfort for some bad thing, which is evidently coming. There's some comfort for immediate distress and personal affliction. There's also some comfort for just simply when we get exhausted, when we get completely exhausted in things of the world and things of this life, and even in the service of God, sometimes we can just get exhausted. And I read this verse, and it says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. And sometimes we get so exhausted. And you know what? It's a good time when we're exhausted. You say, well, it's a good time to sleep. Yeah, it's a good time to sleep if we're physically exhausted, if that's the thing. But sometimes we're spiritually exhausted too. And that spiritual exhaustion sometimes there's a need for some rest as well. But it's a spiritual kind of rest. And it's the rest of communion with the Lord. It's the rest of being fed by the Lord. It's the rest of casting our cares. You know, when you go to sleep at night, what's happening is you're just recharging. You're throwing some things aside and you're taking some new energy in, basically, is what rest is going to do for you. And as spiritually speaking, that's what we need sometimes too. We get exhausted in the things spiritually, and we need to take in what the Lord has to say for us, and we need to cast our care on Him. We need to set aside some things. Some people say, hey, it's never a good idea to go to bed at night, you know, with an argument or with, and that's excellent advice, not to leave things hanging when you go to bed at night. As someone just in general, but as a children of God, that's certainly true for us. Sometimes we just leave things hanging spiritually, and we're exhausted in spiritual things. And again, affliction can affect that. Affliction can cause that. Difficulties in our life can cause that we have spiritual difficulties that are coming along with them. And so, as a result, what do? We need the spiritual recharge. We need the spiritual fill the tank. Get the spiritual strength and the bread that God can give to us, the food that we need, the necessary things that we need as God's people, and getting recharged. And so, as we need that, we need some time with the Lord to be still and know that He's God, and to just reflect upon what the Lord has done for us, and thanking Him, being grateful for what He's accomplished in our life, and taking the step of seriously and deliberately examining what's burdening us and looking at it and putting it on the Lord and talking to him about it and being really deliberate about being serious about the needs that we have and the concerns that we have with the Lord. Casting, you know, our care upon him. When we're exhausted, Luke 5:5 is one I think is a good example of what we need to do. Luke chapter 5 and verse number 5. Luke chapter 5 verse 1 it says, "And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out." He says, "Launch out into the deep, let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing." And those Peter's words. Peter says, we have labored all night. We've been fishing all night long. Now, fishing to me is just, how can it be better? Okay, but for someone who it's his occupation and that's his work, I mean, I don't want to spend all day on the job. I don't want to spend all night on the job working and toiling. And it's nothing productive happening, and yet I'm supposed to keep going. And the Lord says, hey, launch out. Go back out for a draw. Go back out for another catch. Lord, I've taken nothing. I'm exhausted. We're exhausted. We have not seen any results. We've not seen what we have gone out for. We've not, everything's going wrong tonight. It isn't a productive night. He says, but then he says, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And sometimes that's what we need as God's people, is a yielding to God and trying again. A yielding to God and then maybe casting the net. Maybe it's casting the net on the other side, but casting the net again. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and the nets break. You don't know what a day may bring forth. You don't know what the Lord might have for us as his people. We've experienced bad days. We've experienced difficulties. We've experienced trials. We don't know what a day may bring forth. And the Lord can just spiritually reward and bless his people as they yield to him, as they just yield to him and say, hey, you know what? I'm not going to give up. I'm going to try one more time. And the Lord is able to sustain, is able to provide. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 9, well, I think we see another example of this. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 9. And here we find a different kind of example. And that is one of a farmer and what a farmer does. A farmer may, and I've seen many, many times, I grew up in West Texas where cotton was grown all the time, and I've seen many, many farmers and new farmers, cotton farmers that were friends, and seen many, many farmers and how they had their crop hailed on and ruined, and they have to go back out and replant, and go back out and replant again, sometimes two and even three times, because of the storms, because of bad weather that comes and hits. And what do? Well, they just have to keep on planting. They have to plant again, you know, and that's the way they could get their crop. And until the days of the government coming in and doing so much for us today was not quite as prevalent in that day. But Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9, so the Harris is back there laughing. But chapter 6 and verse number 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Don't know what a day may bring forth. It may be the reaping day. It may be the day the Lord can cause us some reaping. The Lord can cause it. Okay, this planting now, you had to keep planting and going back and doing the same thing again. And you say, well, the same thing, you know, someone says that insanity is doing the same thing the same way and failing, you know, is failing, going through the same process when you failed the first time. You know what? Sometimes that's true, but sometimes it's not true. Sometimes it's true, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes it is a matter of continuing to do the same thing over and over again, doing the right things again and again, and then seeing, waiting on God to bless, waiting on God to provide and to meet the needs that we might have. Keep on planting. I think he's saying here, keep planting. He didn't say change the whole program. For those farmers in West Texas, they didn't have any other program. They didn't go back and replant the same cotton again. And hopefully that would be the one that things would work out. And they were people, the ones that I knew were people that trusted God, believed on the Lord, and still struggle a whole lot with faith, you know, just like everybody else does, just like we all do. And then Matthew chapter 7, verse number 7, I think we see yet another perspective on this. We get exhausted. What do? Matthew chapter 7, verse number 7. Matthew 7, verse 7. It says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Now we know that there are qualifications to that. We know that. We know that from the scriptures. But I don't think he's talking about the qualifications here. The Lord Jesus is encouraging his people to keep on asking, to keep on seeking, to keep on desiring. He said, what man is there of you, if his son asks bread, he will give him a stone? He says, don't you think the Lord is going to be at least as good as some parent that is going to be a good parent taking care of and meeting the needs of the children of God? And he says, the Lord's going to be ever bit that good. Don't you know, in verse 11, it says, for if then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? And so he's saying, keep asking. Keep asking. He's saying, keep asking. You say, well, don't you think the Lord just wants us to ask this one time and then just accept whatever it is? No. He says, keep asking. Even when the Lord clearly gave the message to Paul that he was to quit asking, that three times after he'd asked three times for the Lord. He had been praying, and he had prayed specifically three times for the Lord to deliver him from that thorn in the flesh, whatever it was. And the Lord finally just told him and gave him a real clear message. My grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in weakness. And I can get you through this, even without removing the thorn in the flesh or whatever it might have been. Keep on asking. He says, keep asking. Don't give up. And asking whenever it's need and whenever it's burdening us, and then ask. He says, cast all your care on him. We're casting all our care upon him. He cares for us. Cast it upon him. Put it on the Lord. Don't quit doing that. Don't quit. Don't don't be so exhausted that we exhaust and that we stop and we don't realize that the resource that we need is the Lord. When Lord, is it that when I plant this cotton again, when is it that I'm going to get a crop? He doesn't promise to you when it will be. Don't know that. Don't know. But I know this, that if I don't plant, I'm not going to grow any cotton. I know that. I know that if I don't keep doing it, it isn't going to happen. If I want to make sure that my lot in life is going to be a miserable one, then don't ask. Just quit asking. Just quit return. Quit going to the Lord. Just quit. Just give up when we're exhausted in the service of the Lord. Just don't cast the net out again. Just don't keep planting. Just don't keep asking. And so there's comfort when we think about the fact that thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. We don't know what a day may bring forth. There's some comfort for the exhausted in that. But then the last point that I want to make is more related to, I think, what Solomon is talking about even more than all of what I've said so far. And that is the boastful side of this. And that is when everything is going ice cream and candy cones. Candy canes. Candy cones? It's ice cream cones and candy canes. When everything's going really well, when things are going cotton candy, you know, and Snicker bars, whatever it is, or whatever, anyway, good pie, like cherry. When it's all going really well for in your life, and everything seems to be just going just wonderful, and then a day comes that is not so wonderful. It isn't so wonderful. We need to be real and understanding that the Lord is going to get us through difficult times, and when we're cheerful and happy, that there is a tendency and a temptation to think that it's just always going to be this way, and it's not based upon our being close to the Lord, and it's not based upon looking to Him and trusting in Him, but it's kind of just, it's always going to be okay. The Lord wants us as His people to be, we just talked about these things that will help us as God's people when things are bad, but don't neglect these things when things are good. Don't neglect these things when things are good. When things are good, what should I be doing? Okay, if I'm, as a child of God, when things are bad, I need to be casting my care upon Him. He cares for me, but I need to be casting my care upon Him. I need to be listening to what He has to say to me. When things are going well, what should I be doing? Well, I need to be thanking Him. I need to be acknowledging Him in all my ways. The book of Proverbs also says that we're to acknowledge Him in all our ways. Acknowledge Him and He shall direct thy paths. He tells us that we are to be those who are acknowledging Him in everything. In other words, when there's times that are bad, acknowledge God. Acknowledge Him. Trust Him. Cast your care upon Him. When things are good, acknowledge Him. Thank Him. Give Him the gratitude every day for what He's given you, for the blessings that He's given you. And realize that, you know what? Those things are, they're coming from the Lord. They're coming from the hand of the one who is maybe withholding from some other good saints who are just every bit as good as you are, or if not better. And the Lord's withholding from them, and they're going through trying times and difficult times in their personal lives. And we may be, someone else may be, and we might be experiencing times where we're going through just wonderful times, glorious times, and yet, what do I do? I need to be doing the same thing. Solomon would recommend that I do the same thing as if things were not going that well. I'm acknowledging the Lord. I'm looking to Him, and I'm giving Him the glory for everything He's doing for me. And I'm praying that the Lord will sustain me, and that the Lord will keep me, and that the Lord will give me grace when things aren't going so well. Because, hey, you know what? There are going to be bad days. That's just real. Be patient in trials when things aren't going well. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, thinking everything's just going to clear up on its own without coming to the Lord. For thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. You don't know. The Lord can allow us to go through the kind of affliction and a trial that will draw us closer to Him. And sometimes we need that. But we need to have patience in trials. Patience when the Lord is maybe we're going through a time when the Lord might want to chasten us. We might be going through a time when we're just proud of our happy condition. And we are just so proud of our happy condition that we just think we've done it ourselves. And we always need to be those who are given gratitude completely unto the Lord. You know, when times get bad, we didn't bring the hard times on ourselves usually. It isn't something that we brought on ourselves. When times get good, it isn't something that we brought upon ourselves. It's the Lord. The Lord's allowed things to happen. Job knew it. Job knew when things were difficult, the Lord was the one that was behind it. And he acknowledged the Lord. And he knew when God's people know that when things are good, that they didn't do it themselves. They're not going to be boastful and proud of what is happening in their lives. But God's people ought to be acknowledging the Lord and looking to Him and all our need, for all our needs, and looking to Him with thanksgiving. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. We'll close with this. Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 34. The scripture says here about tomorrow, Solomon said, thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Don't know what a day may bring forth. Verse 34 says, take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. He says, you know what? Don't be those who major on tomorrow. Don't be those who major on tomorrow. And if maybe it says more than that, verse 34, maybe Jesus was saying more than that, but I think he was at least saying that. He was at least saying, don't major on tomorrow as being going to get worse and going to be terrible and just don't know if we can make it and God couldn't be at work anymore. It's almost like sometimes we think God's kind of lost control of things. Now, don't major on tomorrow when it comes to our worries. The thoughts that he's referring to here are the worries. Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, or yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, verse 25, and the body more than raiment? Isn't life more than just the physical conditions and the physical provisions and physical things? He says, no, let's seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He'll provide, he'll meet our needs, but take no thought for tomorrow. Don't be overly anxious about tomorrow. And as God's people, listen, don't be boastful about tomorrow. Don't be boastful about tomorrow to the extent that you don't plant today. That you don't do what the Lord would have you to do right now, today. So let's go to the Lord in prayer and hopefully be as we look to that passage, I think that passage is a warning for us, but it's also an encouragement to us as God's people that the Lord is in absolute control of our lives and he loves us, cares for us. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings to us, the opportunity to open your word, look into it, think upon it, and Lord, to just reflect upon your goodness in our lives and reflect upon the way that you are at work and that everything is all working out to your glory and to our good ultimately. And every little piece of it is good for us. And we just pray that your blessing will be upon us. Help us, Lord, to be grateful for every little piece that we enjoy. And help us, Lord, to look to you and trust you and be patient in those things where we're having to endure, having to go through difficulty. We ask your blessings now and encourage each one of us. Help us to rejoice with those that rejoice, and help us to weep with those that weep. In Jesus' name, amen.